Years ago, one of my teachers in high school, Father Jim Telhorst, who now is suffering from dementia very, very badly. It came on him as a pastor, and within a couple years he had to retire because he just could not figure out where he was going next and what was supposed to happen next. And so Jim taught me about liminality. He taught me about the threshold and how we approach the threshold. And that's what the word liminal means, is the threshold. How do we get to the threshold between what's we seem to believe is life here and what we believe is life eternal? How do we get to the threshold on this night between Jesus being in the tomb and somehow in the middle of that night being raised from the... How do we get to the threshold? And that's one of the reasons why we start in the darkness and why suddenly the light comes into the darkness in the form of that Easter candle, and that flame spreads among us. This is how we get to the threshold, where tonight members who have somehow been drawn to the Catholic Church, tonight all from other Christian traditions, they already share with us by virtue of their baptism, life in Christ. But tonight, what they do is they say, now we want to continue our way to the Lord among this community. How did they get to that threshold? You see, the threshold's always a mystery. And that's why the mystery is always clothed with ritual and fire and water and song. That's why it's clothed in poetry and the best poetry we have, and what we heard this evening of the story of our salvation. Because you see, the stories are a whole lot more powerful than anything I'm going to say to you this evening. Okay? And I know that. And I've known it for a long time. All right? My words are just supposed to try to help you all connect the dots. But the dots are already there. The dots are there in our lives. In all the different ways that we've come to the threshold and we try to enter into that space that's holy. We do it in every Mass. We do it when we sing that holy and we try to get to the space where the angels are. Because the angels are there dancing back and forth between heaven and earth, trying to connect us with heaven. That's why tonight we try to enter the threshold. That's why we do all this crazy cultic worship. And that's exactly what it is. And if you don't believe that, you weren't paying any attention for the last hour. Okay? But this is who we are. It's what we do. It's how we get to the threshold and we beg and implore heaven to open up for us so that those windows between heaven and earth are open, the angels dance back and forth, and you and I are joined in our life to God because God has deigned to be with us. I always wonder what happened to Jesus. And if you think that there's an easy answer to this, then you haven't just explored it enough. But what happened to Jesus at the time of his death? Yes, we know symbolically he opened the gates of hell. We know that. Okay? But what did he really go through? We don't know. We know that God died. That God died. But now he lives. I wish I could have been there when he woke up. I wish I could have been there when he came back to life. But the closest we're going to get is what we're doing right now. This is how we experience him alive. This is how we experience him alive in our lives. This is how we dig down deep to the things that matter to us the most. And we sing them out loud and we celebrate and we shout those hallelujahs to each other. And we welcome our new members into the church. And God continues to be with us. And it's only because we experience that life that we know and that we believe in the power of the resurrection. And so tonight, that is what we celebrate. That God has brought us to the threshold and that we're able to take the next step into eternity. God has opened up those portals between heaven and earth. And here we stand and here we sit tonight because God continues to call us forth. This is not our true home. Heaven is. And tonight we celebrate with each other that Christ has risen as he said. Hallelujah.